Hi guys, this is Harmony. Welcome back to my podcast. How are you all doing? Today, I am working at a cafe. There's a cafe a few minutes away from where I live. It's quiet and peaceful. I feel like I haven't been active on my socials for a long time, and staying away from social media kind of made me feel happier. Maybe I'm not meant to work with social media, or maybe I need to reevaluate my relationship with social media. Sometimes I feel anxious about posting content because I feel embarrassed, and in the back of my mind, there's a voice that goes like, "This isn't interesting. It's not even helpful. So cringe." I have to fight that voice every time I post something and remind myself that there are people out there who like my content. There are people out there who find my podcast to be useful. And I know that not everyone will like me, but I shouldn't care of the ones that don't like me and focus on those who like me and support me instead. There's no use in giving negativity any kind of power over you. Today's topic is the French Revolution. I've always really liked the French Revolution because I think that I was one of the higher ranked people that was killed by guillotine in a past life. Today, I want to talk about what makes the French Revolution so interesting. Before the French Revolution, French society was split up into different classes. You had the clergy, which are people from the church. They were considered the highest class in society. After the clergy, the second highest class in society were the nobility. The third and lowest class in society were the commoners, which was most of the country. The commoners were treated unfairly in comparison to other classes. For example, they had to pay high taxes while the other classes often didn't have to. The commoners were fed up with the way they were being treated in French society, especially because prior to the French Revolution, new ideas about how people should be treated started spreading. For example, 14 years before the French Revolution, the American Revolution happened, where the Americans rejected the absolute rule of the English king. This inspired many French people to also overthrow the French king. In addition, the ideas of French philosophers such as Voltaire started spreading through French society. These philosophers also rejected the class system in France and were in favor of reform of the French political system. With the lack of representation and growing influence of ideas that oppose the current French society, the commoners were looking for change. Different people from different parts of the country came together to stage a coup against the king and the other nobility. Many people were beheaded under guillotines for everyone to see. Although it is quite gruesome, I love the aesthetic of it. I like the dresses from, example, Marie Antoinette because it reminds me of Takarazka. Some of you may already know this, but I was obsessed with Takarazka throughout my teenage years. My room was full of Takarazka posters. My dream was to become a Takarazka star. That is why I took ballet, jazz, and vocal lessons. I started ballet when I was 3, as well as tap dance. I quit ballet when I was 17 because of my eating disorder and because of stress. Anyways, let's get back to the topic. After the French Revolution, France turned from a monarchy into a republic. That meant that instead of a king making all decisions, there was now a parliament where politicians were chosen by the people. The main problem, however, was that there were a lot of people with radical ideas in the parliament during the early years of the French Revolution. For example, people that were not afraid to execute others. This caused quite a bit of chaos in the First French Republic. A military man by the name of Napoleon Bonaparte decided to take advantage of the Republic's chaos to take over control of France and restore the monarchy with himself as the ruling monarch. Napoleon became the first French emperor, turning France into an empire. This put an end to the French Republic. The First Republic ended up only lasting for 12 years. Okay, so that's it. Thanks so much for listening. Today's podcast was all about history, which was my favorite subject at school. I hope you found this interesting. Let me know what your favorite historical event / era is. And I hope you all have a great day. Okay, toodaloo! ポッドキャストのワイクチキスクリプトはすべてポッドキャストプレミアムにて公開中です。気になった方は概要欄のホームページのリンクからポッドキャストプレミアムまでお願いします。はい、それでは Thank you, toodaloo!